Good morning, Sheridan. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Wednesday, July 22, 2026. Here is your weather for Steele County, MN. Today, a high near 74 degrees, sunny. Tonight, a low near 52 degrees, mostly clear. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn added about 4 cents, and beans added about 2 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per ag week. USDA restores prevented planting buy-up option for producers. Honest truth, the tape does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks are steady going into the open, S&P futures close to flat. A calm Wall Street is what your banker likes to see. It keeps the rate and input cost backdrop behind your operating note quiet for another day. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. USDA restores prevented planting buy-up option for producers. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota announced Tuesday that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins agreed to bring back the prevented planting buy-up option, a safety net the USDA's risk management agency had planned to eliminate starting with the 2027 crop year. This buy-up lets producers cover a bigger share of their pre-planting costs when weather or other disasters keep them from getting a crop in the ground, and it has been used on more than 67 million acres nationwide, including 10 million inches North Dakota. Analysis from North Dakota State University found that farmers trying to replace this lost protection through higher overall coverage would face premium jumps of up to 1,429%, or about $25 per acre, and those already at the 85% maximum could not buy back the protection at all. For Iowa growers who have battled soggy springs, this reversal matters because it keeps an affordable tool in place that helps cover sunk costs when the field simply will not let you plant. Story 2. Iowa Farmers Union announces confirmed candidates for barn party. We are so excited to have these candidates talk about their priorities with our members, said Aaron Lehman, IFU president. Iowa farmers and ranchers, as well as friends of the family farmer, can join IFU throughout the year. The world's political and economic landscape is evolving more quickly than ever, and every change has implications for agricultural markets and dairy producers. Their lobbying efforts focused on the Iowa Biofuels Access Bill, a top priority. Story 3. Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report. July 13 to 19. Warm, dry weather with temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above average gave you 6.7 days for fieldwork last week, a full 2.4 days more than this time last year. So hay baling and other jobs moved right along. The dryness has a downside, though, since topsoil moisture sits at 33% short to very short, and Secretary Mike Nade warns that crops in critical stages could really use a drink. Your corn is running ahead, with silking at 72%, 14 points past last year, and rated 80% good to excellent, while soybeans are blooming at 70% and rated 79% good to excellent. Nabe sees a few thunderstorm chances early this week before more seasonal temperatures move in, so keep an eye on the sky as July winds down. Story 4. Volunteering important for ag way of life. Kim Ponterio of Melrose, Wisconsin, milks a herd of 70 Holsteins while her husband Frank handles the crops on their 580-acre Ponterio Holsteins operation, and she still finds time to volunteer for FFA alumni, 4-H, and the Jackson County Fair Board. Her family hosts the John Cain Memorial Tractor Ride, drawing about 45 tractors, and she works an FFA alumni shake stand at the town's 4th of July celebration. Kim sums up the farming life simply, saying that sometimes just having a nice cow in the barn is what gets you out to the barn the next day. The story also touches on Sarah Fafcavadini and Tim Cavadini raising registered Angus and Simmental cattle near Mindoro, showing how volunteering keeps the whole ag way of life going strong. Story 5. Opinion. Loan modernization at USDA is reviving rural America. USDA is consolidating 130 separate loan and grant systems across its rural development and farm production and conservation areas into one integrated platform, the biggest such overhaul in agency history. Officials note the core accounting system dates back to 1968, the same year as the moon landing, and has never been updated until now. The Trump administration says the change will speed up assistance, strengthen cybersecurity, and crack down on fraud, letting farmers, business owners, and families apply for loans from any device while still keeping in-person help for those who want it. For Iowa producers who depend on USDA loans for farms, homes, and rural infrastructure, This could mean faster approvals and far less red tape when you need financing. Story 6. Navigating tough economic times. INFB to host farm business and diversification event. Indiana Farm Bureau is opening registration for a new farm business and diversification conference aimed at helping family farms find fresh income streams during these tough economic times. Vice President Kendall Culp says the point is simple. You cannot keep doing the same things and expect different results if you want to pass the farm to the next generation. Breakout sessions will dig into alternative income, digital marketing, insurance and liability, and even contract finishing for livestock or swine. With Purdue's Patrick Nitsch covering new food products and Indiana Grown's Caroline Patrick moderating a panel on direct-to-consumer selling. The all-day event runs Thursday, September 10, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. ET at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. Free for Farm Bureau members and just $50 for everyone else at infb.org/events. Story 7. Lean Hogs. October lean hog futures pushed to another new high for the move before settling with modest gains. According to the Hightower report, the pork cutout value has been the real bright spot, climbing to its strongest level since October 2025. By the close of last week, open interest keeps sliding, hitting a fresh low for 2026 on Monday, yet the analysts still hand the bulls the edge despite a recent price break, with USDA supply and demand figures out last Friday adding to the picture. This market is worth a closer look for anyone watching hog prices. Story 8. USB names Knupp as new CEO. The United Soybean Board has tapped Courtney Knupp, an Iowa native who grew up on her family's soybean farm and graduated from Iowa State, to become its new CEO starting October 1. She steps into the role after Lucas Lynch resigned in February, with Daryl Chapman having filled in as interim chief while the board searched for a permanent leader. Knupp brings almost 20 years across agriculture, trade and policy, including a stint at the National Pork Board where U.S. pork exports climbed to $8.6 billion, plus soybean export work and a current post advising the National Security Council on farm and food supply chains. Board Chair Brent Gatton says she is the right leader to boost returns for soybean farmers, and Knupp, who will relocate to the Chesterfield, Missouri headquarters, promises to deliver value straight back to the farm gate. Story 9. Mamdani says he lacks authority to arrest Netanyahu but urges Trump to do so. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani admitted Tuesday that his office cannot arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during his September visit for the UN meeting, so he is calling on President Trump to enforce the International Criminal Court warrant instead. Mamdani, a socialist who labeled Netanyahu an architect of genocide, accused him of killing thousands of Palestinians in Gaza, withholding aid, and targeting hospitals. All charges Netanyahu strongly denies. Trump quickly defended Netanyahu online and said the real criminals are Iran's leaders, whom he blamed for killing 52,000 people, meaning the arrest is almost certain never to happen. The story matters because it shows growing anti-Israel sentiment spreading through American politics, with over half of House Democrats recently voting to cut military aid to Israel and Mamdani-style socialists winning primaries ahead of the 2026 elections. Story 10. Republicans' Arizona comeback with Hobbs-Biggs governor matchup. Primary takeaways. Arizona held primaries Tuesday that set up a fierce November battle for control of the state's top offices. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, seen as the most vulnerable incumbent governor in the country this cycle, will face Republican Representative Andy Biggs, a House Freedom Caucus member carrying President Trump's endorsement. Republicans are hoping to flip the governor's seat and also chip away at the Democratic hold on the Attorney General and Secretary of State posts in this key battleground. With so many toss-up races on the ballot, Arizona could prove to be one of the most closely watched political fights in the nation come fall. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. Why did the scarecrow get a raise? Because he was outstanding in his field. Here is Cal's quiz. Cyrus McCormick patented the mechanical reaper in what year? Slashing wheat harvest labor by roughly 75%? A. 1809. B. 1834. C. 1847. D. 1860. And the answer 1834. McCormick moved production to Chicago in 1847 and by 1860 his factory was building 4,000 reapers a year. The McCormick Harvesting Machine Company merged in 1902 to form International Harvester. Source: U.S. Patent Office Records, Smithsonian National Museum of American History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.